Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. I told y'all earlier that we're now including video along with our audio podcast. And the only thing that could be better was if y'all had a camera and I could see y'all. That would be great. You just heard a chuckle. That's my son, Bobby. He's here with me
today.
Hey,
Mama. Hey, everybody.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. Bobby, every time I cut on the TV, they're talking about the new year and dieting. Every show I turn on, every talk show.
I think that's every year.
I
think it's every January. I think it's the it's absolutely it's never going to go away. What's old is new again, and
yes.
The diets, the New Year's resolutions, they're not going anywhere. The people that join the gym in January and they're gone by February. It's a cycle. It happens.
I don't make New Year's
I don't either.
Resolutions.
I don't either.
Because I feel like I'm just setting myself up for failure.
Absolutely.
If I don't follow it through, then I feel like a loser.
Mm.
I feel like a wimp, and so all that. So I personally don't make them.
Yeah.
And
lots of folks do.
They do.
And that's good. I think they're well intentioned.
Yes, and some folks succeed. It will work for them.
Some do. That's right.
But I think most of us are backsliders like me. I think I'm the norm.
Mm. I would think so.
That we'll make resolutions and then fall off the wagon. But Bobby, I have said it 1,000 times in the last 3 months, because of my new book that's out, Paula Deen Cuts the Fat.
That's a good book too.
Yes,
I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. Yes, Bobby. Well, people have been waiting on this book for 3 years. It was in the works before 2013. So yes, we finally got it out there to the folks, and I started my book tour before the end of the year. I started my book tour in November.
How's it been received?
Very, very
well.
People
are excited about it?
Very well, yes. And then I stopped for Christmas, so I think I go on Evine like the 16th, and after I get through with Evine, I think I'm back on the road, back on my book tour. But I have said 1,000 times since November that I cannot stand the word diet. I cannot stand that word. If you say you're on a diet, you're automatically putting yourself in a deprived state.
Mm.
And it does something to you mentally.
Yeah.
I have found that I work better using the word,
That's a good one.
Yes. I have found a word that I like better than dieting, and I'm using that word, and it's called moderation.
Mm.
I said we can all have a cookie. Mm. We can all have a cookie, but it's those other 5 that we eat that's going to do the damage.
Mm.
So I'm really, I've kept 42 pounds off now.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
You look tiny. I was looking at you earlier.
Oh,
you look
no,
so small.
I'm not tiny, but thank you, son. I'll take tiny.
You look small.
I can cross my legs and put.
I can do that. You look like a yoga girl in them pants, too.
In my leopard pants. My leopard skin tight breeches. Oh, I love wearing tights. But so that word is working well for me.
Yeah.
And I am so proud of this new cookbook. It's got 200 brand new recipes, never before written recipes, and 50 of our classics that people love so much that I've removed as much of the fat and carbs and calories out of it without sacrificing the flavor. So, yes, the book has been so well received. It came out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember. By Sunday, it was on the New York Times bestseller list.
So great.
Yeah, so I really am proud of it. And when the doctor told me that I was type 2 diabetic, you know, I hear of so many people out there that is type 2. You know, if you're lucky enough to live long enough, there's a good chance you're going to get a high something, whether it's sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure. So we have to... we have to make allowances the longer we live. We can't do the same things at 20 or 25. At 65, you just can't do it. So we do have to make changes in our lifetime.
And you're somebody that people trust with food and with their
Well, they know I'm not
family.
A liar.
No, right.
And and I will be truthful the best to the best of my knowledge.
Well, I think that the best thing that you could possibly do is offer your traditional recipes but in very simple ways lightened up. It's a very honest approach.
Yes.
And maintaining the you can maintain the integrity of a recipe and lighten it up at the same time. I've done it. I made a living off of that for a few years.
That's right.
Going back a little bit to the word diet, I don't disagree with you in what you're saying. I would never dissuade anybody from trying because that is so much a part of it. But you're right, that the word diet really kind of puts constraints on it. It makes you assume that there's a beginning and a middle and an end to it.
Yes.
And I think that is the wrong approach with food. I love when people are trying to make a difference, and I get so much satisfaction when people have come to me and say, I love the show Not My Mama's Meals, or I enjoy your book From Mama's Table to Mine. I've the best feeling that you can get. You and I have talked about food, and from a selfish point of view, you've told me that you enjoy your craft as a living because of the instant gratification that you get from people when they taste the food and say, it's so good. Well, for me, when somebody comes up and says, I've lost 40 pounds watching your show or using the recipes out of your book, I get a great deal of satisfaction.
Oh, I know.
And people can, rather than dieting, I think that if you make small, simple, I think that it's about, you said it earlier too, you can't do the same things at 65 that you can do at 25. The only thing is, when you're 25, you don't realize that.
Right.
So, but there is a way that we should all be eating and treating our bodies throughout our whole lives. And people just aren't aware of it. And you don't care as much when you're 25 because you feel great.
Your
hangovers don't last. You wait through what you want, roll out of bed and keep going. And then when we get a little bit older, your body starts to change. You know,
starts talking to you.
For men, for instance, for me, I'm 45. I'll be 46 in April, and I have kind of always liked a good steak. You know, I mean, we travel a lot, and we're fortunate to go to great cities with great steak houses and a steak and a baked potato and a nice cold beer. That goes great. Well, you hear people talk about, Jamie and I talk about it, and I hear other men my age talk about it, like a meat hangover. Like you go to a great steakhouse and you wake up the next day and it's like, you know, you have this meat hangover. And it's because after you're 40 years old, your stomach doesn't produce the acids, the same amount of acids and the same acids that you need to digest that steak as it did before. So you do have to make simple changes along the way. And you know what? Sam and I, my good friend, I'm so fortunate to have a couple of people in my life
Of Sam up on Instagram. This is Bobby's best friend.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You ought to put some pictures up of Sam. His body is like, whoa.
Yeah, he's an Adonis.
Whoa.
It's funny because we were talking the other day and he said the best way to get in shape is to stay in shape. So so rather than a resolution.
That is so true.
It's absolutely true.
Bobby, if I had just kept up my exercise when I graduated.
Ifs and buts.
Uh-huh.
That's the way everybody feels.
If I just kept it up, I think I would feel differently today.
Mm. Well, yeah, you would. You would. It's, I think that the idea of small changes on a regular basis and sticking with that mm-hmm. through is far easier than trying to starve yourself, because you always, a diet, you know, oh, I'm hungry, and then you just make up for it by scarfing stuff down, and it's a really
That's
bad
right.
idea.
That's
but
right.
But if you can tweak recipes, make small changes to recipes, mm-hmm. insert a lot of vegetables, mm-hmm. just take any, and you know, I've heard you say this a million times, and it's true. There's a lot of flavor in fat. And so when you remove fat from a recipe, you have to replace that one with something else inevitably mm-hmm. to get the flavor. Mm-hmm. And I think that people would be surprised. And we're accustomed to, we like that. Our tongue likes mm-hmm. that. We mm-hmm. like the fatty flavors. We like the salty. We mm-hmm. like the buttery. We mm-hmm. like the sweet. It's great because mm-hmm. there's a lot of flavor there. But I think that people don't realize how much flavor you can get from adding fresh spices, mm-hmm. making your own spices mm-hmm. at home, mm-hmm. growing a garden, adding mm-hmm. flavors into a recipe that are bold and flavorful, but they're not yes. loaded with fat. Yes. And your body feels better when you eat them.
Yes.
And believe me, you've heard people say this, if I can do it, you can do it. You know
yes.
that old saying.
Yes.
At
yes.
45 years old, yes. I feel better than I felt at 25.
Oh, I
for
know
sure.
you do. And you
and
look
it's pretty well, thanks.
Incredible,
that's
incredible.
Not what I'm talking about. But what I mean is, I'm talking about something that I've embraced myself,
mm-hmm.
and that is to make, not to kill yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
but to kind of to live in balance, to live
mm-hmm.
in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell people all the time, what's it like to be Paula Deen's son? You actually get to go over there and eat at Paula's house. You know what I mean? And we have these conversations, the things that we take for granted, that I
yeah.
take for granted. And you know, how are you not, you know, bigger? I'm mm-hmm. certainly not a, you know, whatever. But I say, you know,
don't eat that way every day.
Not every day. But when my mama calls me on Sunday and says, hey, come over and eat, I'm not going to go over and say, what are you doing adding that butter to that dish? Or I'm not having this mm-hmm. or that or that cornbread. Mm-hmm. I don't want that fried pork chop. You're crazy. But I'm not doing that every day. You're not doing
right.
that every day.
No.
You don't encourage people to do that.
No,
every day.
In fact, when I had a show on TV, I think people really thought that I ate that way every day. And, of course, I don't. I didn't back then. I certainly ate more back then. But I've never eaten that way on a daily basis.
Mm. It's not sustainable. You can't.
No. The closest I ever came to that when I was working in the kitchen
yep.
every day.
Yep.
But, you know, I have
found
out.
And it shows,
out,
too, when you eat that way
yes,
every day.
Yes, yes. But I am living proof, son, that if you'll make a few lifestyle changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to say, I'm starting on that diet, but just make a few lifestyle changes. A few changes can render a very nice
100%,
result.
100%. You're a perfect example because you are a woman of a certain age who was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at a later stage in life. And look at you. I mean, Paula Deen is a prime example that you can treat and manage these things that
yes.
come along with being fortunate enough to grow old and do it gracefully. If you watch your diet, if you drink water, if you cut the sugar, if you cut the fat, within reason, do you know what
yes.
I mean? Still allow yourself what you want. But look at how much more trim you are now than you were 5 years ago. How much better
yes.
you look, how much better you feel than you did 5 years ago when you
yes.
were first diagnosed with diabetes. Your health and your well-being is very much... can very much be managed in the kitchen
yes.
and in the things that you prepare. And if people were to eat, mm-hmm. if people were to prepare and eat more real, whole, fresh foods,
yes.
I think it's the processed stuff
yes.
that really
you
is
know,
a problem.
You really should walk in your grocery store and go
around
to the
edges.
Right or to the left,
sorry.
But shop around the edges. Because everything on those center aisles is processed. It's loaded with preservatives and heaven knows what. I can't pronounce the ingredients in some of these things. So you should really just that circle,
it's true, but
of your grocery store.
Unfortunately, and this is extremely unfortunate, because we live in a country where we have so much. And we're so fortunate there are so many people that are hungry that don't have food, and then there are so many people that are obese. So here's the problem. The foods that are the least expensive are the worst for you.
And the, That's exactly right.
And the parts of this country where we have the most obesity problems and the type 2 diabetes epidemics and the serious health problems also happen to be food deserts. So there are problems going on in this country as far as people and related to food. And it goes deeper than what you and I are talking about right now. Problems that really need to be addressed and fixed. But I think that a lot of people don't know, don't understand food and how and how it works with your body and what it should be like. And that you don't have to be... you don't have to eat well and be hungry.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I was excited about a show that I was watching the other night. It was called The Foods That We Eat or something like that. And some of these schools are teaching children how to grow their own vegetables. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see them sitting there eating a crunchy salad and loving it. But you're right, Bobby. I used to laugh and joke when I got married and started having my children, you and Jamie, I said, well, the reason I got fat is because I was serving cheap foods like potatoes, rice, breads. And like I said, I'd make a joke out of it. But that really was true. I couldn't afford fresh fish for four people. The things that were better for you are so expensive. And
unfortunately,
so I really, really feel for people out there. It's hard to, when you're hungry, you know, and you can get that 99-cent cheeseburger.
Absolutely.
I understand.
And it's unfortunate that that's the case. But there are ways to grow your own garden. What you just mentioned is great. There are people, smart people out there that are doing the right thing and trying to change the school systems, because Jamie Oliver is one of those people that does really smart things with school systems. There are a lot of children out there that depend on the meal that they get at school as maybe the only meal that they're going to get in that day. So if they're not getting a good, healthy, nutritious meal at school, and then they're not eating at home, well, then you got a real tragedy.
That's right. I've been involved at times, Bobby, with a backpacking program where I've actually gone into schools and packed up these backpacks for children to take their backpacks home over the weekend because there's a good chance that that's what they'll be eating out of, that there won't be any more food at their house
until
they come back to school,
which
is a horrid, horrid thought.
But it's real. That's reality.
But it is real. And, you know, I just wanted to cry. Just wanted to cry when I was packing those backpacks up. You know, the children were so sweet and polite. Every one of them said, you know, thank you so much. So they had enough food to sustain them over the weekend. And, you know, it'll just break your heart. And I've always been the fixer in our family or in the restaurant. If I saw a problem, I'd try to fix it. And that's, I had that same approach with my diabetes. You know, I wanted to fix it for me. I wanted to fix it for everybody out there. I wanted to bring something to the table, you know, to help others out there, because I kept hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again. I have it too. I have it too. I have it too. Help us. So I hope Paula Deen cuts the fat. I hope that that will help some people. You know, if it doesn't help but a dozen, then, you know, I feel like I've done well. And on that note, Bobby, we've got to take a quick break. You and I both got a little excited talking about the subject that we were talking about, and we run over. So our sponsor is screaming out there, shut up, Paula. Shut up, Bobby. We'll be back in a second.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. We're back, y'all.
I could talk about food with you all day long.
I know I could too, Bobby. So it's been the biggest part of our life since I was like 3 years old and standing in my grandma's restaurant kitchen. So we've had a question presented to us.
Okay.
By a young lady named Erica. And it's actually for both of us. And she wants to know what our go-to meal during the weeknight would be. Like last night, son, I cooked red beans and rice.
Okay.
And so, I never know. I never know. Because I don't know how late I'm going to work and, you know, all of that. Michael and Hank had a great big salad. They went to Whole Foods and bought the fixed two of them, their salads. And like I said, I wanted red beans and rice. So I ate a little plate of that.
Yep.
Not a great big plate of it. So what is your, I bet I know what it is, but tell us what your go-to.
You may think you do. I try to, you know, we're creatures of habit. In general are, and that could be a good thing or that could be a bad thing. But I try to, you know, like you just said, we're kind of crazy schedules, and sometimes you just don't always know, and you're trapped in airports, which is a dangerous place to try to eat. But when Claudia and I are at home, I try to cook like I did last night, and that is I try to make a meal that is that has got a protein, a vegetable, and maybe a starch or maybe just extra vegetable. But last night, I did chicken breasts in a cast iron skillet that I cooked in coconut oil on the stovetop.
Do you like cooking with coconut oil?
I do. I do. Everything has got its, you'll hear detractors of everything. I like to use a lot of olive oil, not necessarily to cook with it all the time, but I like to cook with red palm oil. I like to cook with coconut oil, and I like to use olive oil as well. But coconut oil has a really good flavor, and it doesn't, I don't know the exact smoke factor on it, but it seems to not burn really quickly. So anyhow, I did a couple of lean chicken breasts in coconut oil in the cast iron skillet and then finished them in the oven, which is that's the way I like to do
Fat.
They were fat chicken breasts because I'm very fortunate and blessed, and I was able to go buy good food from, you know, from a good source, which so many people can't do. So chicken breast in the cast iron skillet, coconut oil, finished it in the oven. And with that, I roasted a head of broccoli and a head of cauliflower and just really simply cut it up into, you know, into small pieces.
Flowerettes.
And put, put them on the cooking sheet, on a nice heavy-duty cooking sheet, sprinkled it with a little bit of olive oil, you know, just enough to give it a little color. Or, you know, what works well, too, is I have the spray can organic olive oils as well. You can just spray your vegetables with that, just enough to give it some color. Bake it in the oven. From you know, I don't know exactly what the science is behind baking vegetables, but I did it at 350 for like half an hour, and had really nice color to it. Some of it was crispy. It was just it was just right, and a little bit of salt on it. And I did a nice brown rice on the side, so my plate looked like what I want it to look like. Was there was a nice protein, there was a nice vegetable, and then there was a little starch. And for me, that works. and whether or not it's a piece of fish. So you could do you could interchange these vegetables. It doesn't have to be broccoli and cauliflower. It could be Brussels sprouts, or it could be carrots, or it could be carrots and onions, or carrots and you know whatever combination.
I love roasted vegetables.
Any kind. People out there that say that they don't like vegetables, if you think you don't like vegetables, roast them. Because I think you'll find that you do.
Yes.
If you roast them properly, you will like
and
them.
Roast a sweet potato and rutabagas.
Oh, my gosh.
Along with the Brussels sprouts.
Absolutely.
Just all colors. You just get you up a rainbow of colors. And just make sure that you cut them all the same size so that they'll all get done at the same time. And they are perfectly yummy.
Yep.
Bobby, I either heard it on the news or... And I think I heard it on the news because I don't read many newspapers. But they're saying now olive oil, butter is better for you than olive oil.
Is that true?
Yes.
These things change with the wind. You hear it, you know, coconut oil's gotten a knock. It's from a cardiovascular perspective.
Well, speaking of changes.
Yeah.
I want to completely change the subject.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I like coconut oil.
Y'all might not know this about my son, but... He loves guitars.
Yeah, they pretty.
He is obsessed.
They pretty.
With guitars.
Now if I could just play them, I'm a great collector.
What? You have been looking for one special guitar for how
been.
Many years?
More than one. I've been looking for a white Travis Bean Artist Edition T-1000. For a long time.
Why?
Because it's a because they're beautiful, because they're rare. Maybe that's why I want one, because they're rare. And because one of my favorite guitarists played one of these guitars.
Here's
Garcia. I'm a big
Garcia. I was going to say it was a man with a missing finger.
It was this guy right here.
Yes.
So, but
yeah, Bobby's wearing his hat, and he's
got the Garcia print.
That part of his finger was missing.
He's got the Garcia hand on the
How
front.
Did he play a guitar with missing that finger?
How did he play a guitar while he was doing so much heroin? There are many questions that cannot be answered. I don't admire the man's lifestyle, but he was a genius and just a phenomenal guitar player. So anyhow, it's kind of a fool's errand for me to want a guitar just because I heard a professional, wonderful guitarist play that guitar and make it sound a certain way, because I certainly couldn't do it. But because I collect guitars and I like nice stuff.
Well,
and that's
guess
just
what?
No, what?
Guess what?
Did somebody find one?
Shut your eyes.
No.
Phil's got
you. You got a picture
present.
Of one?
Phil has you a present.
Is it? Are you kidding?
Close your eyes.
Huh?
Shut your eyes. Close your eyes.
All right, close. Okay. Are you kidding right now?
Phil found you one.
You're kidding.
All right, on three, you can open your eyes.
You're lying.
One,
this is a joke,
two,
right?
Two, three.
You got a picture of one? Well, this is what it looks like.
Phil found your guitar, son.
Sounds exactly like I knew it would. You ass. That's great, though. That's it. That's
so
what it
you can
like.
Set that on your coffee table
All
and
right.
dream of maybe one day finding a guitar.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, son. Once you found it, I don't know how you're gonna find the money to buy it with.
Yeah, it's pricey. They're not cheap. That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny. I travel with the guitar. Everywhere I go, I take one. I've got one in particular that really is easy to travel with. They ask me at TSA and at the airport when I'm checking in, they're like, What's in this case? And I say a dream.
Because
it's my dream.
A dream.
I started taking guitar lessons from a professional guitarist.
Yes, and, I knew that you did.
I'm bound and determined that I'm going to be at least a reasonably good guitar player. I love it.
I really do.
And to have passion, about anything.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Mama. Me too. I wish a lot of things.
Yes.
But you
Jamie,
know what? It's not too late.
Asked me today, why did you let me quit piano lessons? Because you cried and complained.
Listen to that. The classic blame somebody else for your own.
Yes.
You know? It's not too late to do anything.
No.
I, at 45 years old, am lifting weights with a younger man than me, and am happy with what I'm able to do while I'm doing it at 45 years old. I run well for a 45-year-old man. I practice jiu-jitsu regularly with a younger, heavier man than me, and am kind of good. You know, I'm not great. I'm a good punching bag. I get my ass kicked every time I go in there. That's what it is. But and playing the guitar, it's good to have passions, especially in the middle of your life or whatever.
That's
it's never
great,
too late to
son.
Start something.
No, it's
never
not.
Too late.
Never
you may
too
not,
late.
You may not perfect it.
Yeah.
But it's good to have goals and to try stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So whatever.
You know, I've always said for so long, son, it's not a sin to try and fail. The sin is never to have tried. I want to encourage everybody to at least try. And
it's my friend Phil. He's funny.
I think it was great.
It is great.
It's great.
If you know Phil, this is very Phil.
But no, it's never too late, son. And it's even more important for you to try to keep up with all this, because you have a very, very young wife.
I do have a young vivacious wife.
A very young wife.
And you know what? The good thing about that is to be, I'm certainly the same guy that I was that married my wife, but better in ways. And it's really nice to be with somebody who encourages, maybe not brings out because they try, but encourages the best in you. So I've discovered through being married to a beautiful woman and just through kind of age and having a good family, good parents and whatever, but that I would like to try to be I'm 5'9". It's what I am. Mm-hmm. I'm 185 pounds. It's what I am. I'm not gonna go be the Cowboys quarterback. It's not gonna happen.
Yes.
I'm not gonna pitch for the Braves. That's not gonna happen. But I can be the very best version of me that I can be. And that's all that any of us can do.
You amaze me, son, at your wisdom on some things.
I don't know that it's wise, but
well, I think it's very wise, and you continue to impress me. You know, to get your children raised and to have their heads on straight, it's such an accomplishment. Because more than anything in the world, a parent wants better for their child than they've experienced. And you and Jamie make me very, very proud.
Well,
to say that I'm y'all's mother.
And
it makes me very, very proud.
Well, that makes me happy. I feel the same way.
Well, I've enjoyed being with y'all today.
Me too.
And I know Bobby was so happy to share his new guitar with all of y'all.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't slightly disappointed.
Remember,
but this is probably what I deserve.
We should all have goals. And that can just remind you of your goal.
Yep.
And I hope that when you find it, that you have enough G-O-L-D to match your goal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Until next week, y'all.
Yep.
Love and best dishes to all of y'all out there. I hope 2016 is a beautiful, beautiful year for everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Love you, son.
Love you too, Mama.
Love my sonny boy. Yes, I do. Love both of my sonny boys.